One, two, three. Just do that again. One, two, three, four.
In a little while from now, when I'm not feeling any less sour, I promise myself to treat myself to visit a nearby tower. And climbing to the top, I would throw myself off in an effort to make clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch in a church with people saying, "My God, that's tough, she stood him up. No point in us remaining. We might as well go home." As I did on my own, alone again, naturally. It seems like only yesterday I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to a new wouldn't do the role I was about to play. And as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without as much as a mere touch, cut me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God and His mercy, and if He really does exist, why would He desert me? And in my hour of need, I truly am indeed alone again, naturally. It seems to me that there are more hearts broken in this world that can't be mended, left unattended. What can we do? What can we do? Died never wishing to fight the tears. And at 65 years old, my mother, God rest her soul, couldn't understand how the only man she could ever love had been taken, leaving her to start with a heart so badly broken. Despite encouragement from me, no words were ever spoken. When she passed away, I cried and cried all day, alone again, naturally, alone again, naturally, alone again, naturally.